Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Gators Breakdown, because there's never a dull moment in Gator Nation.
Never a dull moment for sure. Of course, when you got news like this, that's kind of how you have to lead with it. That's kind of how you have to lead with an episode like this. Here we are. Gators Breakdown is ready to go. I'm your host, David Waters. You can find me on Twitter at GatorDave_SEC. Surprise episode of Gators Breakdown. Wish it was better news, but it's not. It's not. So less than a month after committing to the Gators from the transfer portal, tight end Eric Gilbert was transferring from LSU, announced his commitment to Florida less than a month ago, and now has decommitted to the Gators. We'll get into it here. Instant reaction, quick episode here on of Gators Breakdown. Not your normal episode, of course, but just kind of bring everybody up to speed on the Eric Gilbert situation. As we said, played at LSU last year, pretty good freshman season, didn't play the last couple games, didn't play the game versus Florida in the season finale. And then, of course, enters the transfer portal, commits to Florida less than a month ago, and then here we are already decommitting. So here we go. Lots to get into. Of course, I'll try and wrap it up 10, 15 minutes here on this little short episode. So here we go. I mean, it's not good news. Of course, look, we go back to the episode about a month ago and you could hear the excitement through Gator Nation, myself included, of the type of talent we thought Florida was going to get in Eric Gilbert there. It's hard pressed to find somebody who is going to be as good as Kyle Pitts and what he was able to do. But you know, this was the guy that you were pinpointing that if anybody could get close to replicating that. This was, a five-star tight end in high school, went to LSU. Like I said, pretty good season. You were kind of pinpointing him to be the heir apparent after Kyle Pitts leaves there. But look, we knew the offense was going to change with Emory Jones and Anthony Richardson, the running style quarterbacks. The offense was going to change a whole lot anyway. The thing is, with tight ends like this, how do they fit into the offense now? Florida, I'll get into it before I get off there, but the use of the tight end will change a little bit here with the offense changing, being to a more run-focused offense. So you weren't going to replicate Kyle Pitts' numbers and production because it wasn't going to be the same offense anyway. Florida's already got some pretty good tight ends on the roster. Gamble, Zipper, who played a whole lot last year. Nick Elksness, who has really come on this, true freshman here, early enrollee, turning heads early on in spring practice. Two touchdowns, as Tim Brewster mentioned, in one of the latest Gators practices there. So really coming on, Nick Elksness from Jacksonville here. That's kind of, where Florida stands now. But this one does hurt. No, we were all excited because you kind of, in a way, got to pair this with getting DeMarcus Bowman as well, another five-star transfer that Florida got in the fold. Everything's all good and well with him. He's taking part in spring practice. You didn't have to wait or anything to get him acclimated with the team. Eric Gilbert was not going to come to Florida until May anyway for the summer sessions and getting kind of like a freshman who would come in. Not an early enrollee, come in the summer, go to fall camp, and then play. So that's kind of what the plan was here with Eric Gilbert. Then let me pull up the tweet that he said, but I've kind of forgot that part about it. But here we go. Eric Gilbert did say on Twitter, he put it out, "I have decided to decommit from the University of Florida and re-enter the portal. I will not be announcing my final decision until I am enrolled into school and on campus." So here we go. With that, I will say I'm not totally surprised by this. Will Miles can back me up on it. I had a late conversation with him late last week of some things that, grades were going to be an issue for one thing. And there are some personal reasons as well. I put that out on Twitter. The personal reasons I am not going to get into. Don't ask. I'm not going to share. They're very personal. It's not my job to go out there and you know, share what I think. I wish I, in a way, I wish I didn't know. It was sent to me unknowingly. I didn't ask for it. It was sent to me a few weeks ago. And I'm not going to share those things, but they are very personal issues. But, you know, and because of those personal issues, his grades may have fell behind at LSU as well. So that was going to be the biggest part of it. But the personal stuff, once again, I will not get into. This is not a, hey, I know, I'm not saying, I'm not telling, I know more. No, that's not how it is. It's just personal, and I'm not going to share it. So we'll get that out of the way first. It's not, you know, it's not my job, not my place to put people's personal info out there. So I'll leave it at that. Grades were an issue as well. So, you know, it was going to be very hard for Gilbert to probably play in 2021 anyway for the Gators. First of all, we don't even know if he would have got cleared by the NCAA or the SEC, you know, transferring in conference to play right away in 2021. So here's the thing. You may have, if he wasn't going to be eligible in 2021, you may would, if we think he is as good as we thought he was going to be, you probably were only going to get one season out of him anyway. if he lived up to the five-star billing, if he lived up to be anything near what Kyle Pitts was, if he wasn't eligible for 2021, 2022 would have been his next season. He would have been 3 years removed from high school. He could have left after that season. So if he was as good as we wanted him to be, Florida would have only got 1 year out of this player anyway. Now, we would have loved to have that year. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying at all. But you know, we go back to when he did commit and we were all pairing it with, you know, DeMarcus Bowman, and also going back to recruiting a bit and say, hey, you know, Florida's saving these type of spots to get these players in the transfer portal. Did you really, you know, shove away a player like Terrion Arnold because you thought you were getting Eric Gilbert type and now he's not coming? And then you kind of screwed yourself back in the past when you could have had some high school players. There you go. That's kind of the dangers here. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of questions asked in kind of that regard. How it is Florida's job to do their due diligence and do their research for, you know, if players are going to be eligible grade wise. If players are going to be eligible to, you know, you're going to take their commitment and play. But at least this got figured out. At least this was not an event where Gilbert signs, takes a counter away from Florida, and then never shows up on campus. At least Florida, you know, Gilbert and Florida got out in front of this, figured out it wasn't going to happen. It doesn't necessarily really hurt Florida as far as scholarship-wise, counter-wise, all that good stuff. You know, Florida can move on. Eric Gilbert can move on. They can go their separate ways. Hopefully, personally, everything with Gilbert gets figured out. I hope the man goes on and goes find some peace at another school and continues his career. I don't know. I don't know where that's going to be. Georgia was thought to be the school he may go to because Homesick was in a rumor going around when he was at LSU and all that. And look, grade wise, if you can't, you know, if all the grade stuff is true, I've heard it from multiple places. If all that stuff's on, you know, if that angle to this is true, I find it hard pressed he's going to get into Georgia if he's going to get into another SEC school or like that. So we'll see how it shakes out as far as where Gilbert ends up. But I do have a hard time thinking he's going up anything, or he's going anywhere like another SEC school or the like there. We'll just have to see. I don't know. He's, like you say, he's going to make his decision later on again, but that's kind of where to figure out. But look, you know, we go and look at it, and, you know, this was supposed to help a recruiting class that ranked what I think ends up now 13th on the 2021 recruiting rankings, and getting players like DeMarcus Bowman and Eric Gilbert were supposed to help in that regard, going to get in transfers like that. Well, that thought now takes a hit. That thought takes a hit of, you know, a lower ranked recruiting class. And now, oh, we'll just go fill it in the portal. Well, now one of your best portal hits just took a hit. So, ouch. There we go. Looking at that, I'm trying to keep up some of the comments here too. A lot going on right there. You saying Georgia doesn't need him, he's not going there. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, you stockpile talent. That's what a lot of big time programs do. You anybody can use a talent like Eric Gilbert. You know, I think Florida's tight ends room is really, really good. I still think they could use a talent like Eric Gilbert here, you know, and speaking of that. So, you know, the Florida tight end room, I think, is in good shape here. If you kind of look at the future as well, Jahlil Skinner, top 100 player, top three tight end in the country, has spoken rave reviews about Florida recently. You know, Tim Brewster, of course, will be on him, recruiting him. So you look at that. With what Florida has on campus right now, look, I'm not saying, you know, Eric Gilbert would come in and be the best tight end right away. Don't get me wrong. He would be. I'm not saying that, but I think Florida's in good shape. I think Florida's in good shape still at the tight end position. And going back to the first part, like I said, with a difference in philosophy on offense, you're not going to sit there and have a quarterback throw 40, 45 times a game and the tight end get 10 catches a game. That's just not going to happen right now there. So, yeah, pretty much. There's a lot of it. I said I was going to keep it about 10, 15 minutes, and there we go, just a little over 10 minutes. Just kind of just a instant reaction of what is happening here with Eric Gilbert decommitting from Florida. Of course, I'll have more on it on this week's episode of Gators Breakdown. Will Miles will join me as well. We're going to do a Q&A type of episode as we're about almost halfway through spring practice. And, you know, we'll probably be about time for some question and answer sessions here of everything going on at Gator Spring Practice right now. So good time to have an outlook from what kind of you fans want to know and what, you know, Will and I can share our thoughts and, you know, if we've heard anything going through there. But, yeah, big news there. Eric Gilbert decommitting from the University of Florida. We'll see where it ends up. But like I said, for 2021, this coming up season, I like where the tight end room is. I don't think Gilbert was really going to play in 2021 anyway. So there you go. Walter Brown here says on YouTube, this is the kind of stuff that will put Dan Mullen in the NFL very soon. If a team wants him, this is the type of stuff. And that's kind of what he didn't shy away from that in his pre-spring press conference when he was asked about the NFL. And, you know, when he was talking about the state of college football and nobody really knows where college football is going to be in 2, 3, 5 years, a decade from now from the road with all the, you know, player likeness and image player likeness and, you know, players being able to transfer on a whim and go wherever they want to. And the one-time transfer, you know, coaches do have a lot of questions about where the game of college football is heading. And yeah, this is the type of stuff there. Look, you know, Florida's benefited from the transfer portal. Of course we know that. But also, you know, hits like this will make coaches second guess there. You go and try and get a talent like Eric Gilbert. You know, that's just what you do. Right now, it didn't work out there, but you still try. There. Jeremy, I see your thoughts on the defense. Thank you, Jeremy Holston. What are your thoughts on defense next season? We did a whole defensive preview month and a half ago. Also, going into spring practice a couple weeks ago, we kind of re-hit everything again. So you can kind of hit that there for the Q&A episode that's coming up, we're going to kind of get really specific into what some fans want to know there. But plenty of talk on the defense in the last few episodes. There are any more transfers this cycle, Mike Banks asked. I think we could definitely hit that. I still look for Florida maybe to look offensive line, linebacker, wide receiver. There's probably the three spots there. I think Florida maybe could still concentrate on in the transfer portal. We'll see where that goes. Probably wait till after all these teams have taken spring practice and see if some guys transfer out. There's a lot of players in the transfer portal right now. I don't think Florida has to go out there and get anybody else. I'd probably like to see another offensive lineman, but here's the problem with that. There's not a lot of proven big-time offensive linemen in the portal. It just doesn't work out that way. A lot of proven offensive linemen that are good stay with their teams, and you know, you're not getting, you know, Stuart Reese was good just because he had played for Dan Mullen before, and we, you know, we hope for a jump from him over last year in this shift of philosophy on offense. You know, you get a transfer like that just because he had been familiar with John Hevesy, been familiar with Dan Mullen. He's going to be familiar with the offense that the Gators are going to run this coming up year with Emory Jones, Anthony Richardson. They more run focused dual threat offense. Those type of offensive linemen you can get in a portal and I think make a whole lot of sense. But, you know, guys who come from lower tier schools and they may have done good in those lower tier schools, but you know, a lot of your big time good offensive linemen, you know, if you're having to go to the transfer portal to get a whole lot of players, it can become an issue. As Mullen has said, they try and go get the instant impact type of players. You've seen a Van Jefferson, you've seen a Trevon Grimes, those type, especially the type of receiver, you know, Jonathan Grenard from Louisville, guys who could come in here and make instant impacts. A DeMarcus Bowman, and Eric Gilbert, if these players can become eligible right away to play in those seasons, instant impact big time players. I don't think there's a lot out there right now in that regard. So I still think they'll keep an eye out, offensive line, linebacker, wide receiver, but I'm not necessarily sure where you go look for a transfer right now. Henry Toto'o was brought up as well. I don't know. I thought he'd probably make a decision by now. A lot of those Tennessee guys have made decisions who transferred out, and Oklahoma's been kind of been the destination for a lot of those players. But it is odd to see where, you know, a lot of those Tennessee guys have ended up there. So, all right. Here we go. Good stuff. If I'll try and keep up with the comments in here for the Q&A episode, next episode. But if you guys can jump on that episode, I know some questions were sent in via Twitter, but if you're going to hop on and join us on live on YouTube, I'll try and get to the questions in the YouTube comment section as well during that episode. So we'll try and do that. Try and answer as many questions as we can in the next episode of Gators Breakdown with spring practice in full force. Scrimmages are coming up very, very soon during the spring portion. So that'd be a whole lot of fun. Hopefully we get to see some of those more so than, you know, like the Instagram lives that we're getting with Dan Mullen and a Florida Gator football account on Instagram. Hopefully with these scrimmages, they can give us a little more something to give us a quarter to watch or something like that. We'll take that. We'll eat it up. But that would be cool if they could do that. Maybe that March 20th. I know Scott Strickland had said originally when Florida was not going to do a traditional spring game, they would still do something TV wise, kind of like you would normally see for a spring game. So hopefully that final scrimmage, we get something that they can show on TV for us on that March 20th date. But we'll see. We'll see where Florida. But the scrimmages are coming up. Hopefully we'll get some news and notes kind of filtering out there. We can pass them along here on Gators Breakdown. But the big news of today and leading off this week is Eric Gilbert, less than a month after committing to Florida, will now decommit and go take his talents elsewhere. So we'll see where he goes. And of course, we'll update it here after this story and all that fell out from there. So that'll do it for this short, quick, instant reaction episode of Gators Breakdown. I'm your host, David Waters. You can follow me on Twitter at GatorDave_SCC. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already subscribed. And thank you for listening to this episode of Gators Breakdown.